Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Friday the 13th, January 13th, 2012. This is Audio Boom number 137. Well, the first headline that caught my attention this morning was the J.P. Morgan story about how they had a bad fourth quarter. And I thought, hey, that's the reason du jour for the market, right? But I didn't look at all the headlines. I actually blogged. And when I blogged, I talked about J.P. Morgan. But really, it's the euro again. U.S. stocks smacked by downgrade talks. This is the J.P. Morgan case. Chase reported a decline in profit. As investors worried about a possible Greek default and coming downgrades of a euro area nations. You know, what's happening is France, right? France is being downgraded from AAA down to whatever. And they're one of the countries, them and Germany, that have been kind of leading the euro circus, as it were, trying to stabilize the euro. And Germany, you know, recently announced that they had a bad last quarter and, you know, another bad quarter, and they'll be on the recession list. And those are the countries that we look for to lead Europe. And without them, well, we get headlines like this. This is from CNN Money. Greek debt talks break down. Talks over a deal to write down Greek government bonds have been put on pause, according to the industry group. So, I don't know. Where do they go from there, right? Doesn't look too good. U.S. stocks drop. You know, earlier today, the Dow was down 160, but when I last looked, it was only down 60. So, you know, that's kind of been the pattern this week. We've started down and recovered. I mean, we've recovered to the positive most days, but today it may not happen. Wow, I was down almost 159 points earlier. See what you miss when you're busy at work? But looks like we've at least have those gains. So we'll see what happens in the last 30 minutes of the day. See if they accelerate or not. Let's take a look at the biggest winners and losers. Sinutra, Matin Technology, Rovi. Let's see, decliners. Diamond, Electronic Arts. Video game retail sales declined 21%. Why is that? Why is that? A lot of folks playing games are playing them on tablets. Tablets have a lot lower profit margin, don't they, on games? Games are they're free or they're very low cost. So you wonder if that's where folks are turning and away from the consoles as much. Let's see, JDA Software fell. Metabolics. There you go. Those are the ones in my headlines. Let's see. There's been some talk. This is from the LA Times. That in their business section, foreclosures expected to rise, pushing home prices lower. You know, there's been a lot of government intervention in the housing market, trying to keep rates low. You've had the Fed trying to keep longer-term interest rates low so that folks can refinance. But folks are upside down in their mortgage, and they can't refinance. So then the government tries to intervene, tries to come up with a, gosh, what's the name of that? HARP, Housing Relief Program, something like that. A home, I don't know, whatever it's called. You know what I mean? HARP, right? HARP. That doesn't sound right. Anyways, it's the plan where you could have whatever. Normally, if you want to avoid mortgage insurance, you should have 20% down. During the go-go days of the housing market, folks were buying, you know, 100% loans. And now, with housing prices upside down, folks need more than 100% loans. So that's where the government tried to intervene and say, hey, that's okay, you can do it. And even more so, coming up with this new program that I don't even think is implemented yet. Sometime early next year, maybe. Folks are probably still trying to figure out the details. But anyway, so you got to think that the banks are probably reluctant to loan money unless you've got some skin in the game. In other words, you've got some equity in the house. Let's see what this article says. California and other states are likely to see an enormous wave of long-delayed foreclosure action in the coming year as banks deal more aggressively with 3.5 million seriously delinquent mortgages. So it's likely to push housing prices lower before the housing market has a chance to recover. There were strong signs in the second half of 2011 that lenders are finally beginning to push through some of the delayed foreclosures in select local markets. We expect that trend to continue. That's from Brandon Moore at Reality Track. Let's see, the 10 areas with the most foreclosure activity: Las Vegas, Stockton, Modesto, Vallejo, Fairfield, California, Riverside, San Bernardino, Phoenix, Merced, Reno, Bakersfield, and my own Sacramento coming at 10. 4.2% homes with filings in Sacramento. So California, man, California to hit big, right? And heck, you know, our deficit here in California, they just reported that they're receiving less tax revenue than expected, so that's bad for the government that spends money, but that also means that folks aren't making as much money, you know, via capital gains, income, whatever. And the rich pay most of the taxes in this state because we have a very progressive tax structure. And, you know, as go their fortunes, so goes the tax revenues for the state. French rating cut, more debt downgrades are expected. We know about that. So, you know, I've been mentioning that I have the Asus Transformer Prime, which is an Android tablet, and I had some issues, but now with the latest upgrade, it seems to be working great. More about that later, but it's funny reading around on the web about all the, you know, Android on the message boards. XDA Developers has a message board. There's a bunch of other Android message boards out there, and folks are with various devices of various sizes and configurations, running various operating systems. It's a little bit more complicated than Apple that just has one iPad, one operating system. Android's kind of the wild, wild west. There's lots of tablets. There's lots of smartphones. There's lots of operating systems. So that translates into complexity and some issues, right? I mean, that's why I think Apple, it seems to me to be the logical choice for a tablet if you just... I mean, I love my Android tablet, and I'll talk more about it later. But and it's fast and zippy. But it just seems that the reason that the demand for Android is probably not going to eclipse Apple anytime soon is because of the instability of the product. And then you see this article out of China: Apple halts iPhone 4S release in China stores after near riot. A mob pelted a Beijing Apple store with eggs as the company said its five authorized outlets in China had sold out of the iPhone 4S and it was suspending sales for safety reasons. Many, including migrant workers hired by scalpers, had waited overnight for the popular device. Now, do you see that with Android stuff? No! You don't see that. I mean, so you know Apple has the product. You know, this is the iPhone 4S. And, you know, in March when they come out with the iPad 3, it's going to be lines at stores and people online fighting to get one. You just don't see that with Android. So, Apple details working conditions at factories. Let's see what they say here. Apple said that they found continued problems in areas such as working hours, overtime pay, and handling of hazardous waste. For example, the report said that Apple suppliers were in compliance with the company's quota at a maximum of 60-hour work weeks only 38% of the time. But they did fare better in areas such as fair treatment. This is from the Wall Street Journal. So anyways, they're making their products overseas. I think everybody is. But, hey, they got the product that's in demand. They're making a lot of money. They're making a lot of profit. So let me talk quickly about the Asus Transformer Prime that I have, which is my first experience with Android. You know, ran on Honeycomb for the first week, and I was really clunky, and I didn't think it was any better than the iPad 1, the first generation one. But since the upgrade to Ice Cream Sandwich, the tablet's flying. It's really quick. It's really speedy. It's really responsive. Apps just don't drop, and they just don't quit on me. I know there's been some issues on the message boards about Wi-Fi and GPS signal strength, but I haven't had any problems. Everything seems to be working fine. I haven't any trouble with the pixelation or wavy lines or nothing like that, so maybe I got a good one. And I was thinking that, you know, you go to message boards, and the percentage of people that write on the message boards are people that have problems. Otherwise, they wouldn't be out on message boards, right? They'd just be happily using their tablet. So I'm thinking, you know, you got to take any message board and any complaint with a grain of salt. You know, after all, you know, Toyota Camry might be the most perfect car in the world, but I bet if you search for Toyota Camry problems, all you would do is find message boards where people are just making it sound like the Camry is the worst quality car on the planet. And, you know, it's, you know, probably the opposite. It's probably one of the better cars. Not that I have a Camry. But you know what I mean. Any percentage, some percentage of all products are going to have some kind of issues. And you just, those are what you read about. It's like Mitt Romney, Bain Capital, right? You don't read about all the other stuff he's done, whatever that is. You just read about the fly in the ointment. So, I don't know. But anyways, yeah, loving the Prime. I got my keyboard dock. I got that yesterday. I actually started to do an audiobook about it, but I couldn't use it because whenever you get a device that needs charging, you got to charge it for 8 hours. So I just plugged it in overnight and started using it this morning. It makes the device look like a netbook. It fits seamlessly, just plugs right in. Looks like it was made for it, and it was. But it works really well. It is a little laggy at times, and I don't know why. It doesn't use Bluetooth. It plugs directly in. But maybe it's just, maybe I'm laggy. You know, that could be it. So, yeah, it works nice. And, yeah, we'll see. It's probably going to be my tablet of choice now that I'll be using until at least maybe until the next iPad comes out. Speaking of, let's go back to Apple. Siri. So, you know, there's some voice recognition competitors out there, right? I mean, if you don't have a 4S, you have a 4. What do? You don't have Siri. There's Vlingo. There's Dragon Go. There's a couple other ones that work really well. And I've been using them a lot. They're really well integrated. You know, Dragon Go is really well integrated with the iPhone, different apps that you have installed, you know, Yelp or whatever. So it's an alternative. And on the Android, there's one called Speak to It Assistant that kind of does the same thing. And the nice thing about that one is you can actually configure Assistant, you know, male or female, and you can choose hairstyles and clothes and that kind of stuff. Eye color. It's kind of funny. Almost like, what's that, a Nintendo Mii, right? So that's kind of fun playing with that. But that's the voice recognition. So it asks, Siri asks, this is an article from CES, CNET, at CNET. They're saying that, you know, should Siri be jealous? The only thing I think about Siri is, I don't have it, but the folks that I know that do have it say that it's down a lot. You know, sometimes it just doesn't work. And, you know, that'll probably change over time as whatever servers need upgrading and network speed needs upgrading, you know, that'll just improve. And it'll get better. Voice recognition will get better. So just kind of the beginning. We're at the forefront of all that. Finally, let's talk about the 10 worst states for retirees. I'm not going to do the countdown. I'm just going to give you the number one, Connecticut. It's the worst state to spend your golden years. It says the Nutmeg State does have considerable charm and some terrific places to live if you can afford to live here. Illinois, number two. So there you go. Well, hey, it is Friday the 13th. I hope you're having a great one. And today's music from PodSafe Music at musicalley.com is Mikey Sabatella with Coming Home. See ya.
The days feel like we're